everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. And thank you so much for taking a while to tune into this new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited. Today we have a really awesome guest with us today. A guy who I got to meet a couple of years ago and someone I've always just, every time I'm around him, I get energized. Every time I hear him speak, I get smarter. Every time I see him, I feel like something good is being accomplished. So I'm just happy to have a guest on today named Alex Kushitshin, who is the Chief Marketing and Visionary Officer of the combined company of Mortgage Coach and Sales Boomerang. So Alex, welcome so much. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of your time today to join me.
Kevin, I got to tell you, if I had to describe our relationship and how we've come together and the engagements we've had, I have the same thing. I know something good is being accomplished when I'm spending some time with you. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And I started this podcast a few months back and I've had some really great guests on. I've had Dave Savage. I've had Carl White. I've had a guy named Tony Geary. I've had countless loan officers across the country who are thriving in a challenging market. And our whole mission here, Alex, is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work at, have a more freedom-filled life, a better life, and something that they can be proud of. And so I am, for one, personally, as well as obviously our company, have benefited tremendously over the last few years by using the product of your product. You were the founder and the co-creator of In Sales Boomerang. Could you share with me that, you know, I know for a fact that you and Dave Savage over at Mortgage Coach kind of merged your companies together about a year ago. How did 2022 impact you being a new venture as one? Did this tough market impact you negatively, or can you talk a little bit about that?
Man, you know, what a challenging year it was for everyone in finance mostly, but in the mortgage lending space. And so we did not get through the year unscathed. We felt what the mortgage industry was feeling for a couple of reasons. Number one, we're empathetic. We are feeling, we are there, we're in the trenches. We make changes to the relationships of our partners, as you know. And so as you needed to adapt and make changes to the relationship to make sure that you get through the year as healthy as possible, we had to do the same thing. So we had some restructuring. We had brought two amazing companies together. We had many, you know, overlapping roles that we had to get really strategic on to figure out how to keep the people in the places to overserve the customers that we can, but also make sure that we are respectful to those folks on the team that are overlapping and are wanting to contribute, but now have the same person doing the same job. And so it's like, how do you give those people the purpose to go into an organization and to give their all? And so we had to do some restructuring. So I think we did well compared to maybe others. And I don't know the details of some other technology companies,
sure.
But we definitely felt it and continue to feel the impact of 22.
Well, and I'm sure you guys got through it as good or as better as anyone because of who you are and how you approach and attack, you know, any situation, tough, easy, whatever. I know that you're a business-minded guy and a warrior and you'll go at it. And that is really important.
And here's the thing, Kevin, real quick on that please. Point. We took 22, which a lot of organizations that handle 22 and are coming out better in this year, we believe we handled it like those. We can put ourselves in that camp. Meaning we said, look, things are slower. There's challenges. We're not looking at this year as a monumental year in our career. Meaning, if you know, we were the fastest growing technology company in the mortgage tech space for 4 years running, 7,000 plus percent growth in those 4 years. We could not expect to have that in 2022. So we did the opposite of thinking about growth as an outside growth. We wanted to grow inside. And we got into the labs and we said, let's become the best version of ourselves when we come out of this, because we have the time and ability to work on ourselves right now. And so we did that. I'm so proud of how the team came together. So proud.
That's great advice. And that did give everyone this market an introspective opportunity to improve, because we had fewer transactions to work on. And there were some challenges with that, obviously. But also, I think the great companies said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm going to go fight, and I'm going to fight by getting better internally. And I think a lot of companies, ours being one of them, have absolutely honed in on key performance indicators at our own company that we've gotten better at. And so I do think in every you know, adversity is the seed to equal or greater opportunity. And that was an opportunity to get better. And so I'm glad to hear that.
Amen.
So
yes.
Just quickly, as I digress for one moment, there's loan officers nationwide watching this at various levels, guys and gals that have been around for 30 plus years doing this, and guys and gals that maybe got their license 2 weeks ago. And so for those of you who don't know what Sales Boomerang does, Alex could have described it way better, but I'm going to describe it from a layman's term, from a loan originator's term. It's a hunter of your database. What I love about it is we have a large database. Alex invented a product that hunts my database every single day for mortgage opportunities. And it means I don't have to do it. And then I get alerted when an opportunity exists because of the technology that they've created that goes into our database, finds opportunities of people that have either listed their home or maybe sold their home or changed jobs or had a life event happen to them or have had their credit pulled by another financial institution or had a credit situation that was poor 18 months ago and got better today. There's just a plethora of different ways. They have equity alert. They have all these kinds of crazy things that their technology can hunt your database and alert you to activities that could become transactional for you. And so it's a great product. If you're not using it, I don't really understand why you're not, but.
Well said. And it's a good news platform for anyone that's listening. You know, there's business intelligence that may let you know some things that says, hey, you need to make some changes. But when you're getting a notification from Sales Boomerang specifically around your database and opportunity, they're all good news. We're letting you
they're
know
all
that
good news. They're all good news,
right? It's not, hey, look at your database of people you can't help. It's, hey, here's everyone you can help.
So we love hearing the ding, 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 call. So how do you look at 2023 and how do you look at some of the things you've been working on? Could you share anything about this coming year with your mortgage coach partnership that will enhance the lives of loan officers?
Most definitely. And I think it begins, and I'll share a couple things. I think it begins with everyone understanding, the loan officers that are listening to this, you might be looking for like a tip or trick for like a script or a best practice or something like that. We will get to that maybe in a future episode. I think what's important for you loan officers to understand and for the people listening to us to understand is what we've done in the last 12 months is we've rebuilt the vision and we've brought in the people that can bring that vision to life. And I think this is very important. Both Dave and I are incredibly strong people in running companies and strong CEOs. And the two of us looked at each other and said, there's this thing we want to do, monumental thing, iconic thing, that wouldn't it be great if somebody's done something similar somewhere in the world already? And we were lucky enough to find that person. And I don't want to say convinced, but he was just as excited as coming here as we were inviting him here to come join us. And so we found a CEO in Rich Harris that had clients like Uber and Starbucks who would come to him and say, hey, as a matter of fact, see if I can share my screen. That would say, hey, we consider ourselves a data-driven organization, but we feel like we should be doing better. Hey, Rich, who's the CEO here now. Hey, Rich, can you help us? Think about that. That's these organizations right here. Okay. Can you see my screen okay, Kevin?
I can. Uber, Disney, Coke, Zendesk, yep. Netflix, Starbucks, Adobe, UWM.
Yeah, small company. We needed to find someone because we believe that if you are informed, if you are continuously informed, and the information that you get can optimize your results, can maximize them, then that makes you the best version of you in your space. Organizations like this would come to Rich and ask to get there. They were already better than their competition, but they're like, we don't want to be better. We just want to distance ourselves to the point that you can't touch us. And so what we're doing in 23, you asked, what are some of the things we're working on? In 23, we're focused on making organizations, the smart lenders like yourselves, right? We have an amazing partnership and others that are thinking about the industry and not always their own. This is the beauty of our relationship, Kevin. You just said you started this podcast not to help people that work at Success Mortgage Partners, but to help people who work in the industry. We're saying the same thing, Kevin. We're saying, look, we want to help lenders. It's not one type of, we want to help people become data-driven because we found that the people that live in this world today, they actually expect you to want that. So your customers want you to obsess.
Alex, talk to me about that for me. You use the term data-driven. Can I ask just a quick couple questions on that?
Yeah.
So to a regular loan officer who's out there every day making his or her calls and just trying to get the next deal in the door, or who has, you know, gotten past that level and has a career and is now building a business, what does it mean to be data-driven in the loan origination business? Can you speak to that just for a moment?
Sure. So right now, the loan origination business, the LO themselves, right, they'll feel something, right? They'll be like, I feel like I should be doing this.
Correct.
That feeling has gotten you very far, and it's good. You actually should not get rid of that. That instinct is powerful. But now let's add instinct with data. I feel like I should be talking to my realtors more, but what should you be talking to them about? Being data-driven will say, here is the thing you, since you feel like you should anyway, here's the thing that will go the furthest for you and for them.
So hold on. Let me make sure I get this. So what you're saying is, there's a lot of great salespeople, and I kind of try to put myself in that category. I've made a living out of selling people a product that they want for years and decades, right?
Yes.
But are you about to tell me that through you, in your organization, you could then make me more intelligent by saying, like, hey, Kevin, the type of loans being done now are this more than that, and the type of people that get that loan fall in this, and you might have X number of people in that bucket right now that you know, like, and trust, and you should be hitting more on them than stuff like that? Is that what you're talking
about?
Yes,
that's exactly right. We're trying to augment the loan officer that is already trying to do great things and saying, hey, You got that engine mentality that never wants to stop.
Right.
Let's put that energy towards the most impactful things you could be doing, but not guessing. We're not guessing. We're going to give you things like, I can share this. I'm not going to go further than this because we're unveiling this as we start the year. However, since you brought up the question, let me show you the example.
Okay.
This is exactly right. If you're a loan officer and a manager of the loan officer and the owner of the company that has the manager and the loan officer, this is all information that works together for you. This is about creating a purpose for taking an action, and not just taking an action because you think it's going to feel good. Here's an example. So we are able to track trends. So this is a volume trend, a product trend.
Okay.
We can talk about those other trends that we track for lenders or rolling out to track in 2023 for lenders. But here's a great example, a real example. We've seen an increase in 12%, and I'm going to draw on screen here a little bit so everyone can follow along that's watching. And if you're not watching, I recommend going to YouTube and watching this because you'd want to see this. We've seen a 12% increase in cash out deals month over month from December to January. And specifically, there's been a really high converting cash out loan that stands out above all others and is converting 23% higher than just other random cash outs.
Okay.
And so as a loan officer, first of all, that information alone should be exciting so you can focus a little bit more and not spin your wheels on all deals, focus on the ones that convert more. But which ones are they? And so, again, if you're watching, you're going to see that in the next square, we've identified the segment. And I'll read this out loud because some people may just be listening. We've identified that the majority of cash out deals from the month of January to December have come from married couples. Very important. Okay, good to know. Next time you're speaking to a married couple, just that information alone, you may want to ask, hey, what are your plans? How do you plan? What's your cash flow looking like, right? Like, you already know. Just this alone will give you enough to make the conversation better. However, we went deeper. Married couples between ages of 35 to 50, they have 2.3 kids. They have over $14,000 in revolving credit card debt. They've been in their house for 5 to 10 years. They are currently at $432,000 as an average home value for these people. And if you have customers in Texas, Georgia, Florida, and Arizona, that's where the saturation of these cash out deals have been coming from. So that, again, step two is a plethora of data that makes you a better data-driven lender, data-driven manager, data-driven loan officer. But then, so what? And this is the magic. You've just got smarter, but now we're going to put you into action. We've identified 1,832 people in your database that match this perfectly. They are married. They have 2.3 kids. They like all of these things are met. And
this is an actual client?
Correct. We have three people in this beta program right now. And this is analysis of their database and the discovery that we've made. And so we are now in the process of automating this so that we don't need our data science team to take all of this data and start finding trends and highlighting them and then following through and then delivering this manually. We are working on this to be a fully automated system that, hey, this is what you're getting.
So hold on. I just got to make, this is kind of incredible. Can I just make sure I'm right in something? You're yes. saying that through your technology, you know for a fact how many cash out refis were done in America between any time frame that you want to plug in, right? You Correct. Know that's yep. trending upward at a significant rate. And Correct. Furthermore, you know who is doing those. And fourthly, you know that if this particular client of yours has 1,832 people that meet the criteria and that those loans convert 23% higher than regular cash out people?
Correct.
This is invaluable information.
It's invaluable, and it is achievable.
This is what makes you become a data-driven lender. Now I'm
that's exactly right.
Two together now, okay.
Now you're putting, that's exactly right. That's what makes you become a data-driven lender. And data-driven, for those that are just listening, not looking at the screen, on screen, as we said before, are companies like Uber, Disney, Adobe, Coca-Cola, Starbucks. You know all those companies. If we were just to ask you on the street, do you think Disney understands its customers? Every single, like, yeah, of course they do. Uber doesn't, yeah, of course. They do. Starbucks, do they know its customers? Yes, you'd be like, of course they do. And we ask you, do you know your customers? You'd be like, I think, maybe, right? And so right. what does data-driven mean? The data-driven business model is a term that describes the constant utilization of data to inform processes and decision-making. So you, loan officer, you are an incredible, incredible salesperson, human being, and you are, this makes you robo, right? It makes you, besides being human, you are now optimized by data so that you can automatically come to someone and say, hey, I could be doing anything else right now, but I know for a fact this is the most valuable thing I could be doing right now. I know for a fact, I'm not even guessing, I know. And so I told you I was going to get to this when we got through to this conversation. I don't know if you can tag me on screen or if this can be blown up, but I just want to say,
hang on one second. Can we get rid of the screen share for a minute?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. That's a good call. Thank you. Let me do that. Okay.
All right. We can see it a lot better now.
Okay. And I love this. What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year.
Amen.
So, loan officers, lenders, managers, you're listening to this. We were, as an industry, as a financial, not just lenders, so just know this is speaking to the financial industry. Rich Harris has been blown away. He thought, you know, working in other spaces, and he's a legend in building businesses and understanding what works for customers and their customers. He could not believe that something like this didn't already exist. He's like, what do you mean? It's the financial industry. Don't we know everything there is to know so we can serve people? The answer is no. And so he's fired up. And so you guys should be fired up because he's seen this happen in bigger spaces. Not bigger. They're not bigger. Financial is probably, this is the biggest space. But in these larger brands around the world, he's seen what's created this mile separation between the leader and everyone else. And he's like, oh my goodness, this is a no-brainer. If they implement this intelligence and they follow these trends, there's no more guessing. They will make every decision from the data. Then the people with the sales skills armed with this sort of support, game over. Like now it's game over because me, the borrower, goes, I only want to work with you, Kevin. You speak intelligently. You understand me. You're great at following up because you're a great salesperson. And you're always informing me of things before they happen. Why would I ever want to talk to anyone? Why would I want to go to another company for this?
You're a consultant. You're not a salesperson. And
that's it.
That's where we get all our business, when we consult and advise and educate and do it in a proper fashion.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to see is Dave Savage interviewing these top producers and having them say how they talk about everything but a mortgage in the conversation. And it's like, Yes, of course. And the funny thing is, Kevin, I don't know if you've noticed this. I'm sure you do it because you've been in this space and you have top originators in your company that do it. But all of them say, well, I talk to them about their goals, their purpose, why. And then we get to the mortgage is not going to solve any of that. I just want to know why they're here. And then I help them with the thing that I can help them with, which is a mortgage. And that to me is the industry we want every consumer to be involved with. People who ask why.
Yeah, that's the most important part of one-on-one sales. And it's funny how we get caught up in rate and fee and this and that. And most people in America want to do business with folks that they know, like, and trust. And so when we deepen those relationships, when we actually care, when we care about their families and what they have going on in their life and how can we help them in any way, it's amazing how many people. You know, anyone knows me knows I didn't go to Harvard. I'm just a guy that grinds, that cares about folks. And if you just spend your whole life caring about others more than you care about yourself, there's really nothing you can't have for yourself based on, you know, an others first mindset. So, hey, they're going to cut me off soon, Alex. And I got
to love what you said. I got to give you a big heart.
I love learning from you. I love your passion for our industry. And every time I talk to you, it's about something else you're bringing to the table to help people like me and our folks in the industry have a better life.
Yes.
And if you make a profit along the way, God bless you. I care less about that. I care about the fact that every time I talk to you, it's about someone getting better and someone doing better and providing a tool or a tip or a strategy or something concrete that we can use tomorrow to have a better interaction with our clientele and with our customers so that they can have more fulfilled lives. And when you really have the whole thing come full circle, it's a special industry. And we really get to help people make one of the three biggest decisions most Americans make in their life. And we get to play a leading role in that. So it's pretty fun. So I just want to thank you. I hope you enjoyed Loan Officer Impact today. We're going to keep coming at you every week, trying to bring quality information from qualified and interesting, great human beings that impact our space so that every loan officer nationwide can have a more freedom-filled life, a more fun life, and reap the fruits of their labor through monetary, rewards. So, and thanks so much. Tune in next week. We got another great one coming. I'm going to keep it a secret who, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Alex.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.